just nice, just a nice day. It was a good day. Then the show, P-Funk show, excellent. The open with Knee Deep. There you go. The open with Knee Deep. And it was such a shock to me. I didn't know what song they was playing. They opened up with Knee Deep. And I can remember those few seconds or however long where I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea what was going on. And I saw Mr. Scheider come running to the front. And I think this was after the music started, but I didn't put it all together yet. So I'm thinking he gonna go, they gonna start with One Nation. So they gonna open up with One Nation. Cause I had turned around and looked at the crowd. This was the oldest crowd I ever seen in a very long time, if maybe ever. It was some old people in there. It wasn't a bunch of kids in there this time. Nope, 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 nope. It wasn't a bunch of kids in there this time. And it was a theater. It was an old time theater. So it was completely seats. It was big theater seats, you know. Or was it theater seats? I think there was theater seats. And in the, maybe the empty space in the close to the stage, they put folding chairs, but they had them like locked down really, you know, tight. So it was a tight fit. They squeezed some people in there. But it was tight. You know, it was a sitting crowd. And it was old folks in there sitting. And you look back, it was, I didn't see, I think it was one person sitting like up next to me in the front. Young kid, maybe 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, or something like that. He was like the only one I saw. Everybody else was old. Old, had bad knees or diabetes. And I thought, I said, wonder what Mr. Clinton's gonna do with this crowd. And I remember thinking that. So when Mr. Shot, when they started, I think I can't remember hearing the music start. What I recognized was Mr. Scheider coming to the front. And I thought he was going to ask, is this One Nation? And, I'm like, wait a minute. The music's playing. Wait a minute. That's Knee Deep. And it was a Knee Deep at a higher tempo and a higher energy. It was. I mean, it hit. To me, that's Knee Deep. The version that P-Funk usually plays in the middle of the show is not Knee Deep. It's my favorite song, but it's not Knee Deep. Knee Deep is and the way they usually play it now is chin, 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 ding, 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 but at this tempo, they played it on my birthday. It wasn't that. It was. It was that. And I was like, oh my God. And Mr. Hampton played the whole solo. They didn't cut it off. They didn't cut it off. He played the whole solo. He played the whole thing. No Cosmic Slop and no Mothership Connection. But to be totally honest with you, and it's almost blasphemous to say, it wasn't missed. I didn't miss it. I mean, I noticed it, but I didn't miss it. They played some other stuff. They played Joyful Process. They played Funk Getting Ready to Roll. I think they played another song, some other stuff that was a little different. It was definitely a little different. It was clean. Sound in the place was beautiful. Vocal mics. They had some really good, a couple of really good mics that we could hear everything. And they had some that was so-so. But the sound man, I think, was able to recover. And you definitely able to hear vocals. You would definitely be able to hear vocals clear when people, when certain people had the right mic. Like Mr. Payne had to put his mic to Mr. Bedrosian singing. And as soon as he did it, you could hear, you could really hear him clear, really the uptick in volume and amplitude. It was good. Mr. Payne gave me a shout out from the stage. Got to shake Mr. Curry's hand, Mr. Thomas's hand, you know, greeted folks. Got to see Carlon do her steps. Mrs. Clinton, Mrs. Carlon Thompson Clinton, actually getting her steps in. I see she was doing that walk. And I know when you're getting your steps, it ain't about talking and greeting. You out here on a mission. You got things to do. Can't be stopping. Like when I'm walking, I'm not out here for conversation. I'm out here to walk, focus on my walk. And she was walking, doing her arms. She was walking, doing her arms, all sweaty, getting it in. I was like, yeah, it's real. And so when you see her posting that stuff, I'm a witness. I've seen it. Yes, Your Honor. I can confirm that Mrs. Carlon Thompson Clinton does actually walk. And it's just not a show. I know, but you know, I mean, it was just fun to actually see it. It was interesting to actually see it. It was good. It was just good. It was just, you know, it was good. So the show was good. And my seat was front row center. And the reason I know it's front row center, because I stood there and I counted them. I counted the seats from the left and I counted the seats from the right. And I was number 6. So that means there was 12 seats in the middle section. From seats 5 to 18, I was seat 12. I was right in the middle. On the right side, the right side of my seat was dead center. So me and the guy next to me were dead center. And for the most part, security policed the front. There was one time one guy got up there and was in my way, blocking my view, but it was during Pete Funk. So I just sat down and vibed it sitting down. So I didn't, you know, it didn't bother me so much, but I was trying to record video Mr. Kevin Oliver solo during P-Funk, and he kept getting in the way, but, you know, that was just a vibe, sit-down vibe. That was a sit-down vibe, and just, you know, eyes closed and just do it that way. Then when that was over, you know, I was fully willing and able and almost looking forward to walking up there and moving him out of the way, because I know he didn't belong here. But I let him get his, you know, I mean, you know, I've seen him a few times and I can understand that excitement, and I just, it keeps reminding me of that excitement, that deep, deep excitement people have. You know, I was there and I have to remember that I was that person at one time. You know, they're seeing Mr. Clinton, they're seeing George Clinton in Parliament Funkadelic, and they're like right there, you know, Mr. Clinton is right there. I've seen people, I've been in the audience, people freak out. You know, I've seen a person, Mr. Curry came and signed somebody's record. And I was standing, I was like, hey, you know, she wants you to, and he came over. She started crying. She actually started crying. So I've seen it. And, you know, they talk about Mr. Clinton. And this one lady here was like, oh, I got some of Mr. Clinton's sweat on me. Or I kissed George. And, oh.
You know, it's real. It's real, of course. There was a time before I was where I'm at now. I scoffed, ridiculed, and made fun of that kind of behavior. May have even looked down upon it. Not sure why yet, because I haven't pondered why. But you know, now I get it. I understand it. I understand it. It is probably because there was something I was lacking. It's usually when I'm hating like that, truly hating, not hating, but you know, kind of jealousy or kind of down or twisted about an action or some behavior that's external to me, it's because I'm usually not fulfilled, or there's something I'm lacking or something I desire. And it's probably something like that. But you know, so I let the guy got his, and he was into it, and he was taking pictures and singing. You know, wasn't singing the words right. In fact, was singing them horribly wrong. As was the guy sitting next to me. Speaking of singing, I was excited, and I could hear how excited I was. Because I recorded Knee Deep. I filmed Knee Deep. You can hear me just singing every syllable. And I could tell by the way I was singing it that I was excited. I was just, you know, it's like church. You ain't worried too much about the right key or this or that. You're singing for the Lord. And that energy and emotion comes out in your song and your voice. And your delivery. And that's what it's about. It's about the glory, not necessarily the execution of it. The energy, the celebration. It was good. And as I said, to get off work, to actually pull off work, to get through the day, having flown back. I even Googled to see how many miles it was from Kansas City to Los Angeles. So I could say that it was a 1,500 mile commute to work. I remember when I found out that I could do that. Because I used to come to work with a carry-on. I used to end up coming right from LAX to work. Because there's a fly away from LAX to Union Station. From Union Station, I just get on the red line, two stops. And I'm at my usual, you know, station. But when I get off every day anyway, coming from another direction, I'll come to work, I have my carry-on clothes. You know? And then I realized that flying is nothing but public transportation. You know, people think of flying, oh, get dressed, get all nice, prepare, pack, you know, do all this, do all that, you know. It's like a different mindset. But it got to the point where I realized, hey, jumping on an airplane just like jumping on a bus, it's the same thing. It's nothing that's monumental or, you know, significant. It's the same. Like catching an Uber, catching a taxi.